Hey, what stinks? If a pig farm down the road is making your nostrils twinge, and the manure pile from the farm next door is making you wish you had a cold, maybe you should call the Nasal Rangers. The Rangers are specially trained by a Minnesota-based laboratory to sniff out some of the smelliest locations in North America. Now there's a job for you. They determine whether the smells are tolerable or whether the odors are just too much. Recently, the laboratory trained people in Iowa to measure odors around local farms. Mike McGinley works for St. Croix Sensory Laboratories as a nasal ranger trainer. We reached him in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mr. McGinley, how do you train a nasal ranger?
Well, we train nasal rangers are a term we give to the field odor inspectors that we train on how to monitor and quantify odors.
Right.
And it's basically taking them through a process of helping them to understand our sense of smell. It's a simple thing, but a lot of people don't necessarily understand a lot about how our nose works and how we can actually measure odors and calibrate our nose just like our eyes are calibrated to different color shades of color and touch of sandpaper and things like that.
So could anybody be trained to do this, or do some people just have a better nose than others?
Correct. Pretty much anybody can be trained to do it. Some people are better than at smelling odors than others. There's issues with difference in sensitivity, which is the biggest issue. And it's a matter of there are certain test procedures that can be followed to sort out people's sensitivity and where they fit.
Well, in Iowa, say, where they want to test the smell from factory farms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
How will you decide what's too smelly?
In the state of Iowa, we trained the inspectors and tested them for their sensitivity, and only 90% of their investigators, their enforcement officers, were certified and allowed to go out and make the observations because 5% were too sensitive or too insensitive. And then they go out and make observations, and they're basically measuring upwind and downwind odor levels for comparison purposes, and they also relate that to standard rules of thumb values that are known in the industry for what would be known to be an odor that's too strong.
But is there an objective way to measure the odor?
Yep. In two ways. You can do intensity measurement following a butanol referencing scale, which is a standard practice in the industry. You can also use the Nasal Ranger Field Olfactometer, which allows you to measure the odor's strength based on dilution ratios, or how much the odor needed to be diluted to make it go away.
How does the olfactometer work?
The olfactometer is just a dilution device, so a person sniffs through it, and as they sniff through the device, a large portion of air is being made into odor-free air by going through carbon filters.
Okay.
And a smaller portion of air is going through an orifice, which is allowing in a controlled amount of the odorous air.
So if the air still stinks after it goes through this, then you got a smell problem.
Well, you start where you have 60 dilution. So there's 60 parts of air going through the carbon filters.
Yes.
And one part of air going through the orifice. And you smell through the device and you ask yourself, do I smell the odor or not? And if you don't, you keep progressing.
Okay.
Until you reach the position where you do smell it. And let's say if that's a position where it's a 7 dilutions.
Right.
There's 7 parts of carbon filtered air, 1 part of odorous air. And if you smell it at that point, you would give the result would be that it's a dilution to threshold value of a 7.
Which is?
In the industry, a 7 is looked at the point where annoyances would start to begin.
I see. Not as much fun as wine tasting, I guess.
No. In our laboratory, we do get into more interesting smells in the fragrance business and
yeah.
Things, but in the realm of the agricultural odors, there's more fun jobs out there, I'm sure.
Have you done this a lot now, training for agricultural testing?
Oh, yes. It's something that obviously is growing quite rapidly in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
But we have performed training for quite a few universities in the United States and Canada doing agricultural odor research in the agriculture engineering departments, and also for organizations like just recently last week I was giving training at the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture and Food.
So we're using these gadgets and these people too?
Yep, they're going out with nasal rangers in Ontario. The ag reps were trained to begin basically now going out as they respond to odors, being able to put some quantified values to their odors on top of some of the more qualitative comments they've reports that they've produced.
All right, Mr. McGinley, thank you for talking to us.
Great, appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike McGinley is a trainer for St. Croix Sensory Laboratories. We reached him in Indianapolis.